Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of American Tower Corporation, ticker AMT, one of the biggest players in the global REIT space focused on communication infrastructure. If you're looking to understand whether this stock belongs in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So, why are we talking about American Tower today? Well, AMT is a heavyweight in the real estate investment trust sector, specifically in the specialty REIT category, focusing on owning and operating multi-tenant communications real estate. Think cell towers, data centers, and other critical infrastructure that powers our connected world. With a market cap of around $89.8 billion and a stock price hovering near $190.86, this is a company that's caught the eye of institutional investors and retail folks alike. We're going to unpack what makes AMT tick and whether it's a solid long-term play. Let's start with a quick profile of American Tower. Founded in 1995, AMT has grown into one of the largest global REITs, operating over 220,000 communication sites worldwide. Their business model is pretty straightforward, but powerful. They lease space on their towers and facilities to wireless carriers, broadcasters, and other tech companies. Headquartered in the U.S., with nearly 4,700 employees under the leadership of CEO Steven Vondran, they've built a portfolio that spans across the Americas, Europe, Africa, and Asia-Pacific. Their mission? To keep the world connected by providing the backbone for wireless communication. It's a business that's only becoming more relevant as 5G and data demands grow. Now let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. For the fiscal year 2024, American Tower pulled in about $10.13 billion in total revenue, with the bulk of it, around $9.93 billion, coming from their property segment, which includes leasing tower space and data center facilities. The remaining $193.7 million came from services revenue. Breaking it down geographically, the U.S. is their biggest market, contributing $5.44 billion. Latin America chipped in with $530.2 million, while Europe and Asia-Pacific added $309.4 million and $380.5 million, respectively. Africa and their data centers segment also contributed smaller but growing portions at $193.7 million and $390.8 million. What stands out here is their heavy reliance on the U.S. market, over 50% of revenue, which could be a double-edged sword depending on regional economic conditions. Still, their global diversification is a nice buffer, and the steady growth in data centers signals they're tapping into high-demand trends. Moving on to earnings, American Tower's latest results have been pretty impressive. For Q4 of 2025, they reported funds from operations, or FFO, a key metric for REITs, at $2.63 per share, beating consensus estimates of $2.54. That's a solid jump from $2.32 per share in the same quarter a year ago. Revenue for the quarter also grew by 7.5% year-over-year, driven by strong tenant billings. For the full year 2025, their net income hit $2.63 billion on revenue of $10.65 billion, with earnings per share at $5.40, up from $4.83 in 2024. This shows AMT is not just growing top line, but also translating that into bottom line gains. The key takeaway? They're executing well in a competitive space, and their focus on high-growth areas like 5G infrastructure is paying off. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their Q3 2025 earnings call. They highlighted a strong quarter with double-digit growth in certain segments, particularly driven by demand for tower space as carriers expand 5G networks. They also pointed out operational efficiencies that boosted margins, despite some headwinds from currency fluctuations in international markets. Management sounded optimistic about 2026, citing industry tailwinds and their strategic positioning in data centers as key growth drivers. They're also keeping a tight grip on costs, which is reassuring for investors looking at profitability. Overall, the tone was confident. They believe they're at an inflection point for a broader turnaround, which could bode well for the stock in the coming quarters. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Looking at the income statement for 2025, AMT reported revenue of $10.65 billion with a gross profit of $7.84 billion. That's a healthy gross margin of about 73.7%. Operating income came in at $4.88 billion and net income was $2.53 billion. On the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 stood at $58.46 billion, down slightly from $61.08 billion in 2024, likely due to some divestitures or depreciation. Total liabilities are high at $52.84 billion, reflecting a hefty debt load, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 12.31, something to watch for sure. Cash flow-wise, they generated $5.46 billion from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow at $3.78 billion after $1.68 billion capital expenditures. That's a strong free cash flow yield of about 4.2%, which supports their ability to pay dividends, currently yielding 3.54% with a $6.80 annual payout. The current ratio sits low at 0.36, signaling limited short-term liquidity, but for a REIT, this isn't unusual given their capital-intensive nature. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company with solid cash generation, but a balance sheet that carries significant debt. Now let's talk valuation. American Tower's price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is around 35.58, which is on the higher side compared to the REIT specialty industry average of about 44.96. Their price-to-sales ratio is 8.44, reflecting a premium valuation tied to their growth prospects. Looking at forward PE ratios for 2026, analysts peg it at 29.47, dropping to 27.85 for 2027, suggesting the market expects earnings growth to outpace the current multiple over time. Enterprise value stands at $133.3 billion, factoring in their debt, which is substantial. With a dividend yield of 3.54%, you're getting a decent income stream while waiting for capital appreciation. My take? AMT isn't cheap, but the premium might be justified given their leadership position and exposure to secular growth trends like 5G and data centers. Still, that high PE means there's little room for error if growth slows. Let's break down American Tower through a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, AMT has a robust financial performance with consistent revenue growth, like the 8% jump in 2025, and a massive global footprint with over 220,000 sites. Their high gross margins, around 73%, show operational efficiency. Weaknesses: that heavy debt load I mentioned, over $52 billion in liabilities, could be a burden if interest rates climb or cash flows dip. Opportunities are exciting. 5G rollout is a huge tailwind, and their push into data centers positions them in a high-growth niche. Plus, emerging markets in Africa and Asia-Pacific offer untapped potential. On the threat side, intense competition from other tower operators and potential regulatory hurdles in international markets could weigh on growth. Also, reliance on a few major tenants means any payment defaults could sting. Overall, AMT's strengths and opportunities outweigh the risks, but that debt needs careful monitoring. Looking at recent performance, AMT's stock has had a mixed run. Over the past week, it's down 0.72%, but it's up 5.38% over the last month and 4.57% over 3 months. However, zoom out to 6 months, and it's down 10.59%, with a year-to-date decline of 2.64%. Over 5 years, the stock is down 16.78%, underperforming compared to broader markets. Compared to the REIT specialty industry, which is up 1.25% over the past year, AMT is lagging a bit. On the chart, we're seeing some consolidation around the $190 level after a dip earlier this year. There's potential for a short-term move if it breaks above key resistance at $195, but downside risk remains if broader market sentiment sours. For long-term investors, this choppy performance might signal a buying opportunity, especially with that dividend yield, but timing matters. So, what's the verdict on American Tower? Wrapping it all up, AMT is a compelling play in the communications infrastructure space with strong fundamentals, solid revenue growth, impressive margins, and exposure to unstoppable trends like 5G and data demand. Their global presence and consistent cash flow generation make them a reliable dividend payer, which is a big plus for income-focused investors. However, the high debt load and premium valuation are red flags that can't be ignored. If you're a long-term investor, AMT could be a core holding, especially on price dips, but be mindful of interest rate risks and their leverage. What do you think? Are you bullish on AMT, or are there other REITs on your radar? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. Smash that like button if you found this analysis helpful, and don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.